Done with frizz? Say goodbye to that poof. Repel humidity and tame those flyaways. One drop, frizz stops with John Frieda Frizzy Serum. Your hair talks and frizz never interrupts. John Frieda Frizzy Serum. One drop, frizz stops.
Only from John Frieda.
Want to make your blonde blonde? Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection by John Frieda lightens and brightens hair two full shades to give you your best blonde every day. Your hair talks. Make a statement with Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection. Only from John Frieda.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Locked On Clippers. I'm your host, Lucas Hand. Today is Monday, February 13th, 2017. We're coming to a little bit late today, a little bit later than our normal episode time, obviously coming in the evening, afternoon of Monday instead of the morning. Hopefully anyone who normally listens on their morning drive can listen on their afternoon drive instead. I'm traveling this week. I'm still at home right now. I'm leaving on Wednesday, but the weekend just kind of got away from me. I wasn't able to prepare an episode until this afternoon, but we're going to talk about the Clippers game tonight against the Utah Jazz. We're going to talk about some Clipper-related news and make this one a little brief, just a little pregame, little pregame podcast for you tonight as we get ready for the Clippers-Jazz game, and then we'll be back with a normal full-length episode tomorrow morning. So, obviously, like I said, the Clippers are playing the Jazz tonight. This is like a big game in the standings and also not that important of a game. The Jazz are half a game ahead of the Clippers. Both teams have 21 losses. And the Jazz are right now fourth and the Clippers are fifth. So if the Clippers win, they'll jump into fourth place. The Jazz will slide to fifth. If the Jazz win, they'll build a little bit of a buffer on their lead. Now, what's interesting is that this doesn't especially matter to the Clippers right now, because the Clippers' main goal is to avoid Golden State in the second round, so either to jump all the way to three or fall all the way to six. In that sense, finishing fourth, it doesn't matter where they finish in relation to Utah. It just more matters that they get a win so that they finish better in relation to the Houston Rockets, who are in third place, who they're trying to catch. At the same time, they don't want to create too much of a distance between themselves and Utah, Memphis, Oklahoma City, because they want to be able to fall back into the sixth spot if they can't catch Houston. And now a big part of that is going to depend on when Chris Paul returns. I talked about this last week. He could be back as early as March 1st, which would mean he's only missing a few more games. The Clippers play tonight, Wednesday, Atlanta, and then they've got three games left in February after the All-Star break. If Chris Paul comes back March 1st, which is the beginning of the 6 to 8 week timeline, he could only miss five more games. If he doesn't come back until the end of the 6 to 8 week timeline, that's an extra nine games. That's a huge. That could be the difference, really, between the three seed being attainable and the three seed being unrealistic. But until the Clippers get that news, they've just kind of got to keep charging ahead, going for that three seed. And I don't know, the way that Houston's been playing lately, I think it's not entirely unrealistic. Houston has been, at that midpoint of the season, Houston had nine losses. And now in their last 18 games, I think they're 10-8. That's super vulnerable. The Clippers are super vulnerable too. They're 4-6 in their last 10 because they've been playing without Chris Paul and they've had all these road games and the two Warriors games. But for the Clippers, you think, okay, we grind out these last few games without Chris, we get him back, we go on a winning streak. If Houston stays at this level where they are right now, playing better than 500 but not much better, they're going to get enough losses for the Clippers to catch them. Then it comes down to, the Clippers' destiny is in their own hands. Just as far as news goes, definitely want to shout out to Blake Griffin. Obviously, coming off this knee injury, he's been fantastic. I made the case on Twitter that he should probably be, if someone has to opt out of the NBA All-Star game in the Western Conference, Blake is the obvious choice for injury replacement. Even though he's missed a lot of games, he's played at such a high level. For the season, he's averaging 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. But his averages are way better than that coming back from this injury. And actually, in the last week that he won Player of the Week for, he averaged 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists, which is like jaw-dropping. 9 assists a game from your power forward. So he's going to look to keep that going tonight against Utah, especially because Utah should be better than the Clippers, kind of up and down the floor at every position except power forward. So it's a rough game for the Clippers, without Chris Paul, but you kind of hope that Blake Griffin can carry you at that power forward position and hopefully put another triple-double-like night up, something in that range, even if it's only 8 or 9 assists instead of actually reaching that triple-double threshold. Now, after the Clippers play this game against Utah, if they win, it's a 3-2 road trip on this 5-game Grammy road trip, which is actually pretty good. I was looking for a good trip being 3-2 or 4-1. I didn't think they would sweep the road trip with how with that Boston-Toronto back-to-back. I really didn't think they'd sweep the road trip. But if they can go 3-2 on the road trip, I think it's a good road trip. 2-3, you can forgive it because of the difficulty of the teams that they played, but it's not ideal. It's not ideal to go under 500 on a road trip. After they come back, they've got one game left before the All-Star break, so it's your last chance to catch the Clippers in L.A. for a while against the Atlanta Hawks. And, buying tickets online for sports and concerts has always been a confusing process for a long time. It's been hard to find the best deal for that game or show that you want to go to, and none of the older ticket sites want to change that, but SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. SeatGeek is always the first place I go to look for tickets to a game or concert. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I just used it the other day to look at tickets for the Clippers-Knicks when they were in town last week. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all is that my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab, and click Add a Promo Code. Enter promo code LOCLIPPERS, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOCLIPPERS today. Now, once the Clippers get past this Atlanta game on Wednesday, the next thing that they're really going to focus on is the trade deadline coming up next week after the All-Star break. We've heard the Clippers linked to a couple of different guys. Obviously, Carmelo Anthony has been talked about a lot. PJ Tucker has been mentioned, with the Clippers trying to get him without giving up a first-round pick to bolster their wing defensive, their wing defense, that wing rotation. But we had a new name pop up in the rumors over the weekend. Mark Stein of ESPN reporting that the Clippers are among teams monitoring Danilo Gallinari's situation in Denver. Gallinari is 6'10", combo forward, very good scorer, high volume, 3-point shooter. And he's the kind of guy who, I talked about how the Clippers would have no chance of trading for a Carmelo Anthony if it wasn't for the extenuating circumstances of his no trade clause limiting the trade market. But what's interesting is that Danilo Gallinari, because of his contract situation, is in a similar boat where his trade value doesn't respect his usage value on the court, his utility. Because his contract, he has a player option for next season for $16 million. And according to Stein, the Nuggets believe that Danilo Gallinari is going to decline that player option and seek a higher salary. And with how Denver's team has gone in the last few years, they're saying, we aren't sure if we want to invest 4 more years and $20 million a year in this guy who hasn't taken us to the playoffs. So they're supposedly considering trying to get something for Gallinari instead of nothing. Now, for the Clippers, he'd be a great fit. You know, he on more than one level. While he isn't a noted defender, Adam Mares of Denver Stiffs tells me that he really can defend. It's more of a consistency and focus issue because he's also the team's main offensive star. But in a smaller role, more refined on the Clippers, obviously he'd be like the number three or number four option offensively. Gallinari would be able to focus much more on being a good wing defender. And then, of course, the Clippers would still have Luke and Mbamute off the bench to bring in like a Swiss Army knife for certain defensive situations. Then you get to what he really brings to the team, which is he's a huge offensive threat. He's like, he's an elite NBA scoring wing. He scores like 17 points a game. He's always up in the teens. He has pretty good efficiency. And what he does really well is he spaces the floor. He shoots threes at not a great rate, but a good rate at a high volume. And then because of his size at 6'10 and his rebounding, which isn't great, but again, is solid, he's kind of a perfect guy to slide over to the power forward position when Blake Griffin is out, when you want to stretch the floor around DeAndre Jordan. So that's something that I've talked about for a while, is I'd like to see small ball around DeAndre Jordan for stretches, as well as Blake Griffin and Mo Spates playing together on the second unit, where Mo can stretch the floor for Blake more than DJ can, and Blake has more room to operate in the post. Adding a guy like Melo or a guy like Gallinari, who are both combo forwards who are very good shooters, really opens the door for the Clippers to play like that much more often, because they give you the perfect small ball four to play next to DeAndre. Part of their issue has been that Paul Pierce playing in that role is not good enough, and then Wesley Johnson this season hasn't shot the ball very well. He hasn't been consistent. Gallinari is like a fringe all-star, or maybe like one level below fringe all-star, but he's a quality NBA starter who can space the floor at both of those small forward and power forward positions. So I think that would be a really, really enticing addition for the Clippers. I'm gonna call it an episode now. It's just at 12 minutes. I know it's like a mini podcast, but again, I'm sorry that this episode came late. We had kind of a weird weekend getting ready to go away this week. I'm leaving Wednesday morning to head to San Jose. My older sister, Courtney, is getting married to her fiance, Trace. So that's going to be exciting. I'm going to hopefully be able to keep podcasting all week, even as I travel and, you know, meet up with family and all that. But I'll keep you guys posted exactly on how it's going. As always, for any updates or if you have any questions or feedback or you want me to talk about something on the pod, you can tweet me at Lucas J. Han. For more general Clippers chat, you can tweet at Clips Nation SBN, where either myself or one of the Clips Nation social media guys will get back to you. You can email me, lhan.clipsnation@gmail.com. And that's about it. If you like the show, you listen on iTunes, please subscribe. Leave a good review. Leave me some feedback on Twitter and email. And we'll be back with a more fleshed out episode tomorrow. Thanks. This is Lucas Han signing off for Locked On Clippers.